Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
First, this afternoon, the Department of Integration has confirmed it can no longer provide accommodation to all international protection applicants due to a severe shortage. In a statement, the department said tents and sleeping bags will be provided to people where required. 107 people were accommodated over the weekend. However, from today, the state is not in a position to accommodate everyone. Women and children will still be accommodated, the spokesperson added. Earlier today, our reporter Una Kelly caught up with the Taoiseach, the Micheál Martin, and this is what he said about the accommodation crisis for international protection applicants.
If you look at the numbers post-COVID as to pre-COVID, obviously the war in Ukraine has had an enormous impact on available accommodation. But then asylum seeking has increased fivefold as well compared to the position in 2018, 2019. So clearly, if you look at the figures are quite significantly different. And on top of what was domestically challenging housing situation in any event, where we have to provide at far greater speed and scale housing solutions. So then when you give the broader global situation, there will continue to be challenges. That's the reality of what we're dealing with. It's not just in Ireland. This is happening across Europe. It's happening across the United States. I mean, I don't know, have you seen the reports that emanated from New York in recent times? This is a global phenomenon, migration. And it's not going to resolve itself anytime soon. We're not looking at a full exhaustion, no. And there may very well be options available to us. There will be meetings, as I say, before the end of the week on that aspect of it as well.
Also, as the government prepare for the Sinn Féin no confidence motion in Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, which will be debated in the Dáil tomorrow afternoon, here's what the Taoiseach had to say.
Look, motions of confidence have become quite mechanisms that are used with increasing regularity by oppositions, and particularly by Sinn Féin. So I think there will be strong government support, and clearly a number of independents have indicated their support as well. So I expect the motion of confidence in Helen McEntee to be passed tomorrow. I think obviously government will table a motion of confidence is my expectation, and I believe that will be passed. My own view is that, like, the institutions of the state came under attack, and that's a time for unity. When bus drivers are attacked, when Gardaí are attacked, and when businesses and workers are attacked via the fact that their shops are closed because of attacks on those particular premises, I mean, we all have to unite to oppose those who wish to attack the institutions of the state. And the focus should be on solutions, collectively within the Oireachtas, working to develop ideas and solutions to deal with the issues that arise from the writing.
And that was Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking to our reporter Una Kelly a little earlier on. Well, as we've been hearing there, asylum seekers forced to sleep rough due to an expected lack of state accommodation will have access to drop-in centres during the day. They will also be provided with tents and sleeping bags. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is in Dublin City Centre for us this evening. And Barry, you've been speaking to asylum seekers this afternoon at the International Protection Accommodation Service, IPAS, of the Department of Integration. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, a scene of some confusion throughout the afternoon here, Sarah, since that lunchtime confirmation from the Department of Integration that the state can no longer accommodate all international protection applicants. 107 accommodated over the weekend, but the number of migrants surpassing 100,000 at the moment, with 74,000 from Ukraine, and for the first time ever, over 26,000 international protection applicants in Ireland. But here at the office throughout the day, since I arrived just after lunchtime, people arriving with suitcases, with little to no English, with no awareness whatsoever of the current accommodation situation that is now greeting them here in Ireland. At the moment, there's around 10 people standing outside the office, anxiously awaiting news of where they might lay their head tonight, whilst the office inside is still rather busy with people having their asylum applications processed. Women and children will be looked after, the government has promised, but the situation for men still rather unclear with the process of sleeping rough. Now, some here, one person arrived, had no idea, as I said, of the situation, while another man arrived this afternoon from Algeria looking to seek asylum here in Dublin. He was greeted from his friend who's been staying here, also from Algeria, who's been staying in Dublin for the last 9 months. He went into the office, he came back out, was told no accommodation, and as we can hear now, with the help of his friend, was offered neither a sleeping bag or a tent.
Your friend has just come out of the office behind us now. What has happened? What has he been told?
He go to be a refugee. He was a refugee now. And he told him he don't have accommodation.
And what is he going to do now?
He go to take a hostel.
Did he get a sleeping bag or a tent?
No, he don't have. He don't get. Nothing. Mm. I don't give him nothing. He gave him the cappuccino.
The cappuccino center.
The cappuccino center, just it.
Did you get a tent or a sleeping bag?
No bag.
Just a voucher?
No. Voucher, yeah. He gave him a voucher, 15 euro. No, I don't get. I don't get one. He told him just cappuccino.
What will he do now? Will he come back tomorrow?
No, no. Maybe he risk to give me this.
Suitcase.
Save. My bed, not my house. In my bed with 45 person. It's okay, normal. For be safe and give him a taunt, I don't know, maybe an hostel. It's sad. I don't know what's happening. He knew her. He don't have money.
And Barry, is there any update on the man you were speaking to earlier?
Yes, well, his friend in the last few minutes has just booked him a bed in a hostel for tonight using the English language that he has, helping out his friend. He's still here helping out others as well who have arrived from Algeria. But the UNHCR saying this afternoon that this issue, well signposted, 1,500 people who have arrived between January and June, not offered accommodation on arrival. And that man who was helping out his friend, and he was one of those. He slept on the streets earlier this year in Dublin and told me more of his experience.
I find Ireland good. People friendly, and find it very good Ireland.
Do you have somewhere to stay? You have stayed here the last 9 months.
Yeah, I have bed. Yeah, I have accommodation in the camp with 300. Now this camp 300 maybe 300 people. I have 45 person. I don't know.
45 people in the
room. 45 people in the room.
This is in Dublin.
You know, yeah, it's Dublin. I say, yeah, I have problem accommodation here. I see a lot of people sleep outside. It's not good if I see this way. Because I know what's mean to sleep in street. My years is 20 years. I sleep in street, I know the street, what's happening in street. I sleep 2 months, 3 months in street. I sleep 2 months in street in Ireland. I don't have anything. I just sleep with my jacket, you know. And I have double jacket, three double jacket.
It was very cold, was it?
Very cold, yeah, very cold. And it's first time here in my country I sleep very good, I eat very good, and it's coming here, you don't know, I have trouble in my country.
Why Ireland? Why pick here?
Why pick here? Because he told me he's good for refugee. I have trouble in my country. Not trouble. I have trouble with my government. It's not good with government. It's not good.
What was it like on the streets in Ireland, in Dublin?
It's very crazy.
You've seen the news this afternoon that people here behind us arrive.
Yeah.
They have nowhere to go.
Very cold. It's a problem. It's a big problem. People work. He see you. He think is you are not good man. But but inside you are very, very good.
People look at you when you're on the street.
Yeah, exactly. Sleep is very, very, very strong. Very cold. No good sleep. The travel, the problem. Yeah, night is problem. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It's not good. You are not safe.
And that was one asylum seeker speaking to Barry Lenihan in Dublin City Centre this afternoon. We will be returning to this topic of a lack of accommodation for international protection applicants after 6 o'clock, a little later in the programme.